We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, and we're chatting with one of the newer members of the Richmond Flying Squirrels and one of the newer members of the San Francisco Giants organization, Will Maddox. Will, first of all, welcome to the organization. Welcome to Richmond. What have been your thoughts so far of your new teammates, your new home ballpark, all those things?
Thank you. It's been great to be here. My teammates have welcomed me with open arms, man. They've been incredible. They've really made me feel part of the team from the second I got in here. The coaching staff's been great to me. It's just a great environment overall. I'm happy to be here.
Things this season, a little bit of a turn, maybe not exactly what you expected going into this year. Came here to Erie for a few weeks and got let go. What was that process like? I mean, it had to be a bit of a shock for you.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was something that I wasn't prepared for. I don't think anyone prepares for that, but I mean, I guess that's the business side of things, and it's been a crazy couple of weeks. I went and signed with an independent ball team, the Sugarland Skeeters. They were great to me. I was there for about a week before the Giants came calling, so like I said, I'm just happy to be here and happy for the opportunity.
Well, we had the opportunity to watch you here in the Eastern League last year. You had a great season, great numbers. What was working so well for you in 2018 that you're trying to see carry over to 2019?
I think I had a little bit better approach last year. I think I was a little bit just more mature at the plate and, you know, just grinding my way through the season. And just like any season, it has its ups and downs. Last year felt like it had more than most seasons. But, you know, at the end of the day, I was able to get it done. And I think I was able to feed off of a lot of what I worked on last year. This offseason, I had a little bit more time to work on it and kind of clean up some things.
The numbers to start the year when you were with Erie, they were probably a little lower than you had expected. But so far, since you've been here with Richmond, you've provided a pretty nice offensive spark for the team. What's been the difference between your time in April with the Tigers organization versus when you got over here?
I think early on this year, there was a lot of different things I was working on, a lot of different things going through my head. It was a new approach for me, a new swing, I guess you can say. But, you know, since I've gotten back over here, I've just kind of gone back to what I know, and I feel a lot more comfortable. I feel the most comfortable I've felt in a long time right now, and it wasn't a panic early on. I knew, you know, when you make adjustments, it takes a little bit of time. But since I've been here, I feel comfortable again, and I feel confident again at the plate. I feel really good.
April in the Eastern League tends to do that with a lot of hitters. It's a tough league in April, especially when you're playing at a place as cold as Erie can be.
Oh, yeah. It was about as cold as it gets. That doesn't help, and, you know, there's good pitching here, and early on I wasn't taking advantage of mistakes. I was missing good pitches to hit and seemed to be swinging at the bad pitches, and obviously when you're doing that, not many good things are going on. So I think since I've been back here, I felt, like I said, I just feel a lot more comfortable at the plate.
And now this series, just about 2.5 weeks after you left the Tigers organization, you're back in Erie as a member of the opposing team. It's got to be a little bit of kind of a weird return. This doesn't happen for guys very often in the minor leagues, but coming into your old ballpark, seeing some of your old teammates.
Oh, it was crazy weird. It was a very weird feeling yesterday, just controlling all the emotions that come along with it. But seeing the guys, I mean, I have nothing but love for the guys on the other side and the managers and the coaching staff on the other side. So it was weird being back here on the opposing side. But like I said, I love the group of guys I'm with now. It's been a great group, and I'm happy to hopefully get things rolling after yesterday's win.
And you yourself got things rolling yesterday. How about leading off the ball game against your old team, first pitch, and you go deep? How did that feel? And against a first-round pick, Alex Fajedo, a guy with a lot of attention, and doing it against your old team and your old ballpark, first time facing them, and so recently after being let go from that side.
It was incredible, man. I mean, only in sports can something like that happen. It was the best way you could possibly start off the game. I think it was even better for our team. We needed something to get us going early, and yesterday I was luckily that spark for us, and so it felt great. It was probably my best swing of the year, and that's what you know, you just feed off of that. You feed off of swings like that. I mean, I've been working hard, and like I said, I felt great, and so I feel confident going into the game. I felt confident going into the game yesterday, and it felt good to get it going.
Well, Will, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. We're awfully glad to have you along for the ride with the Flying Squirrels for this portion of the season, and hopefully you can keep that rolling and going into this game tonight in Erie.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
More coming up next with Jake as the Air Force Reserve Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up continues on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.